Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Dan, how you doing? Happy Memorial Day to you.
Hey, what's up, Austin? Doing well. Happy Memorial Day to you. What's for dinner tonight at the Bechtold household?
Oh, that's a great question. I think hamburgers, maybe hot dogs, maybe there'll be some kibasi thrown on the grill. Probably going to be hamburgers. What does the Zangrilli household have cooking up?
Well, assuming I can get my deck finished and repaired, I've been working on it for about, I don't know, 3-4 weeks in the time that I've had, which we're at the end stages of it, so we're going to try to do a ribbon cutting on it and just probably cheeseburgers.
Ooh, ribbon cutting. Is this a one-man job, Dan? Just you doing it?
It is, yeah. Every once in a while, I implore my wife to, you know, hey, honey, can you please hold this so it doesn't fall on my head kind of thing. But yeah, it's been a solo job, you know, just me, my hammer, some nails, some wood, and a couple of sore thumbs.
Oh, that's true blue-collar work right there, Dan.
Well, I'm just trying to keep up with you, Austin, you know, grinding on a holiday, you know, putting in the time, the effort, efforting as you do. Yeah, that's, you know, you're setting the bar for us, buddy. I'm just trying to keep up.
We've been kicking around the idea of an O'Neill Cruz extension today and what that would look like. Now, this is not the time of year where I imagine they would even have that conversation, or at least much of it, being in the middle of the season. But when I pointed it out there to Noah Hyles what he thought it would look like on Saturday, he said somewhere in the range of 8 years, $200 million. Now, I can't imagine the Pirates shelling out $200 million after Brian Reynolds is their most expensive player at $107. What do you think would be realistic for Cruz? And do you think that they're even within the realm of possibility to sign him to an extension at some point?
I mean, I think they would love to, and I bet you they're trying. You know, based on the fact that he's essentially a 99th percentile athlete and his skill set, you know, grades out in the, you know, top 2-3% of baseball players out there, so he's going to want compensated accordingly. Now, I don't shut the door on all of this if you can get extremely creative. And I think Noah's in the ballpark and in the vicinity, and that's what Cruz is going to have to get if he's going to give away his free agent years. But I believe, because listen, when we talk about the controllable players in 0-6, it almost is a 0-4, 0-5. Because if you do have to wind up trading these guys, you know, you're going to try to maximize their value and the return that you could get. And a lot of times that's going to come with a year or two of control already in play if you deal them to whomever it might be. So it's really like a 0-4 year deal. So if you go ahead and if you're creative in these free agency years that are so valuable for the Pirates to get, not only do you get a free agency year, but you also realize the full 6 years of that control where you're not forced to trade a guy. Because again, we talk about practically 0-6. It's not that. It's more 0-4, 0-5. Because again, you're looking to deal these players with a year or two left under control. So when you do an extension, not only are you getting, hopefully, the year or two of free agency, you're getting the full six that you are, for all intents and purposes, guaranteed or supposed to have under the current CBA. So why I'm saying all of this, and it's important because even if you sign a deal to try to, I don't know, deter some of that risk of locking in $200 million of obligations, you might be able to throw in an opt-out, a mutual clause that kicks in, something that's complicated. You put some strings attached on those free agency years where the deal is worth, wink, wink, nod, nod, $200 million in total value, but there might be a way for the Pirates to escape that. Or in Cruz's case, there might be a way for him based on, I don't know, say there's a performance incentive threshold. If he hits that in that year of free agency that he's given to you, or that second year of free agency that he's given to you, say he hits 40 homers and he steals 50 bases, well, that's going to kick in the opt-out that he would then have to hit the market. So he can, from his side of things, shorten that contract that he signed. Does that make sense? Because it's an opt-out with strings attached, where the Pirates might have a way to get out of it and Cruz might have a way to get out of it. But if, you know, certain things happen or don't happen, then both sides are locked into it. It mitigates the risk, I think, on both sides. That would be the pathway, not only for a guy like Cruz, but for somebody like Skeens. But in total value and what you would need to get this done, I think Noah's right in the wheelhouse, and that's what Cruz would need. He'd have to be guaranteed probably at least $150 million minimum if he's going to be giving up any of his free agent contracts. But he's young enough, right, where this might be possible for him even at the end of a traditional quote-unquote club-friendly deal. At the expiration of it, he'd still be young enough to be able to go out and get another deal.
Well,
as well.
Do you see any way, Dan, that they would even offer that, knowing the way that this organization operates?
Well, if you look, I want to say no, but then when we're talking about O'Neill Cruz, it's a little different than we're talking about, you know, Jose Tabata or Key Brian Hayes or some of the other club-friendly deals that they've signed.
Well, $200 million, I don't think would be club-friendly, you know? Like,
I mean, in this day and age, possibly. It would be. I don't know, you've got an expiring CBA here, and that may be playing a factor into all of it, because you may be looking at, you know, different parameters and different rules, and who knows how you're coming out on the other side of it. You might have more leverage than you otherwise think you have at this given moment. But I think for a guy like Cruz, I want to say that they would push the envelope, certainly past the value of the Reynolds deal. If we're using that, Austin, as a baseline, and you're thinking they're not going to go any higher than what was Reynolds, 107, I think they would certainly go beyond their comfort level if we're using Reynolds as a baseline. Maybe it's somewhere in between 200 and Reynolds. That's why I threw out the 150 a moment ago. But again, would Cruz go for that? I don't know, man. It's hard to push away a contract with $150 million guaranteed, regardless of whether or not you want to bet on yourself. And I'm sure Cruz does. And his skill set, right, it's elite. But you be the person to push that contract back from where it came from. That's really a tough thing to do at the end of the day.
A few more minutes with Dan Zangrilli. Dan, how would you assess the first 2 weeks of the Donnie Kelly era?
I think it's productive. What are they, 7-9, I think, in the 16 games? So, I mean, trending a little bit better, I guess, than they were, and pacing a bit better than they were with Shelton. They've played a number of one-run games, I think 22 one-run games this year. That's the most in baseball. We do see some differences, I think, in how Donnie goes about managing games. I think they've played a better brand of baseball. I think offensively they're in a much better spot. This homestand, I think, was indicative of that. The at-bats are far more competitive. They're putting far more pressure on opposing pitchers. There's a lot more activity. Yesterday, right, it's a frustrating deal, but what did they score? I think 18, 19 runs in the four-game series. Not that that's anything to write home about. It's certainly better than what they've been able to do, but I think that there's a different energy and a different life. Not to say they're going to be making any moves here and picking up any ground in the standings, but the type of baseball is a little more palatable than it was, say, 3-4 weeks ago.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.